Today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 3rd Canto, Chapter 14, Text Number 31. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Avai Charan Arvinda Bhaktivedanta Swami, Jagadguru Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada Ki. Translation, understanding His wife's purpose, He was obligate to perform the forbidden act. And thus, after offering his obeisances unto worshipable fate, he lay with her in a secluded place. Please repeat this translation. Understanding his wife's purpose, he was obligated to perform the forbidden act. And thus, after offering his obeisances unto worshipable fate, he lay with her in a secluded place. Purport. It appeared from the talk of Kasyapa with his wife that he was a worshipper of the Lord Shiva, and although he knew that Lord Shiva would not be pleased with him for such a forbidden act, he was obligated to act by his wife's desire. And thus, he offered his obeisances unto fate. He knew that the child born of such untimely sexual intercourse would certainly not be a good child, but could not protect himself because he was too obligated to his wife. In a similar case, however, when Thakur Haridas was tempted by a public prostitute at the dead of night, he avoided the allurement because of his perfection in Krishna consciousness. That is the difference between a Krishna consciousness person and others. Kasyapa Muni was greatly learned and enlightened, and he knew all the rules and regulations of systematic life, yet he failed to protect himself from the attack of sex desire. Thakur Haridas was not born a Brahmana family, nor was he himself a Brahmana. Yet he could protect himself from such an attack due to his being Krishna conscious. Thakur Haridas used to chant the holy name of the Lord 300,000 times daily. So, as we hear from previous conversation, previous verse, that how Kashyapa's wife, Diti, she was, you know, she wanted to meet with Kashyap Muni, but even the Kashyap Muni don't want that. As Prabhupada described in this purport, that Kashyap Muni was obligated, because even though if we have complete knowledge about all the Shastras, but if we don't have bhakti, actually we cannot control our senses. So here Srila Prabhupada gave an example. He compared the incident with Haridas Thakur. As we know, Haridas Thakur was, you know, tested by prostitute. Actually, he tested by, you know, Mahamaya herself. But, you know. So here, as we can see, when Kashyap Muni, you know, he was forced by his wife he couldn't protect himself. Even though he knows all the rules and regulation, and he knows in this intercourse, the child will born, they will be not a good child. As a result, we all of us, we know the, all the demons will be, you know, created. So, even though he knows this is not good, but still, he couldn't refrain from this work, this act. Because he was affected by the temptation. Srila Narottam Das Thakur, he described in Prema Bhakti Chandrika, that's a very strong statement. When first time I heard that, I was thinking, isn't it, you know, too strong? He said, karma kanda, jnana kanda, sakali vishar bhanda, amrita boliya jeva khai, garol upagare, nanajani sada phire, avasheshe adhapate jai. He's saying, the path of knowledge, karma kanda, I mean jnana kanda, and karma kanda means the ritualistic activities, you know, perform this, you'll get this result, perform this sacrifice, or, you know, observe this one, you'll get that result. All these rituals, activities, they're like poison of pot. Karma kanda, jnana kanda, sakali visharvanda, all these things, except bhakti, all these things are poison of pot. One pot full with the poison. Amrita boliya jeva khai. If somebody thinks this is nectar, you know why? Because it gives immediate result. You know, little bit result, mystic power, this, that. If somebody drink that and think this is nectar, then what will happen? Garo lupagare nanajani sada phire, avasheshe adhapate jaye. And then what happened? That person, how if person will drink poison, what will happen? Reaction will be there. So what is the reaction of these things? Nana joni sada phire. He will travel through different pieces of life. And then avasheshe adhapate jaye. And then at the end, actually, he will fall into, you know, the lower, you know, lower pieces of life. Why? Because they react. Because they very subtly they'll desire for their own sense gratification, own satisfaction. As we can see, this is not even, I mean, of course, Kashyapa Muni is not like that, but it's slightly, you know. Even though he has complete knowledge about Vedic rules and regulations and restrictions, but yet he couldn't protect himself. He had to act according to his wife's desire. But a pure devotee of the Lord, doesn't matter what is the situation, the person will have ability to convince anyone. Anyone means anyone. Long back ago, I was hearing one Srila Prabhupada conversation. And it was in Bombay. And one Mayavadi sannyasi came and he was speaking Hindi. You know. And that person was, you know, very learned about all the, you know, rituals and especially Mayavadi shastras. And Prabhupada repeat straight away within 5 minutes. And that person left. 5 minutes, just 5 minutes Prabhupada speak. You know, and Prabhupada speak so strongly, even that person, you know, cannot reply, you know, properly. So that is a force of, you know, purity. That's what Srila Prabhupada always says, you know, purity of the force. What is the purity? Actually, the purity is such a powerful thing. In front of that, all the energies, all the strength will be in a bow down. And that purity comes from bhakti, not from, you know, jnana yoga, dhyana, ashtanga yoga, whatever. It's impossible. Because bhakti is only one thing which is very independent. And every austerity and all the things is depend on bhakti only. That's why Srila Jagadananda Pandit describes in his Prema Bhakti Chandrika, that's one of my famous verses, that he said like, bhakti vina kuno sadhan dite nare fal, sab fal dai bhakti satantra prabal. Without bhakti, no other, you know, path can give the result, the fruit, which is, you know, pure devotion toward to the Lord, or the, you know, it will take us to back to Godhead. Nothing can. But only bhakti can give it, because bhakti is completely independent from anything else. So that's why bhakti is really powerful. As Srila Prabhupada, he described here, how Haridas Thakur, he was tested by a prostitute. Her name was, actually her name was different, but people give her name is Lakha Hira. Hira means diamond. So, they compare her as a 100,000 diamond. So she was so beautiful. Actually, you know, there was a landholder, he was very envious of the fame of Lord Haridas Thakur. You know, as he saw, he is very rich man, everything, he has everything, but nobody comes to him and bow down. Ramchandra Khan. And then he became very envious. And he saw that, you know, beggar, he is sitting there, and even he don't have even house, and everybody goes there and pay obeisances and serve him. And then he was thinking, you know, I have to defame him. That's the mentality of an envious person, you know. Bhaktivinoda Thakur mentioned that's called Parashri Katar. If we see good others, like we, you know, no more happy. So we become envious. So he planned, if, you know, I can make some, you know, some story, or if I can do something to defame him, then he will leave this place and then everybody will respect me. You know, that's what, you know, foolish people think. Oh, this is my enemy. If he will leave, I will be happy. Or everyone will be listen to me. It is not the fact. Fact is, people will be listen according to our purity. People will be, you know, obedient or whatever will instruct them. It depends on us, how much purity we have. So he's thinking, if he will go, if I can defame him, so people will, you know, listen to me. So then he contact with this prostitute, and he said, if you can convince that person, you know, and if you can control the, you know, Haridas Thakur, so I'll give you a, you know, so many, you know, gift, and of course you don't have to work in your life. And then prostitute, she went there, and then she asked Haridas Thakur, look, you are a handsome man, handsome young man. Of course, Haridas Thakur was very handsome. I mean, he was very, you know, as you can see, effulgence around him. And he used to speak very sweet. So, Lakha Hira asked to Haridas Thakur, look, you are a handsome man, and I am a young woman. So, I have a desire, you know, as I know, Vaishnava, if we ask something from Vaishnava, they always give. So, I hope you will give as well. And then Haridas Thakur said, yes, of course I will. And she asked, oh, can I spend a night with you? And then Haridas Thakur, anyway, he understood what is the fact. And then he said, oh, yes, of course you can. But one condition. What is that? I have a vow that I have to finish my chanting before sunrise. So, when I'll finish my chanting, and I'll fulfill your desire. So, meanwhile, you sit here and, you know, wait for me. And then he's chanting, he starts chanting, and, you know, prostitute, see, oh, it's 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock, 2, 3, 4, already 5 o'clock, but still he's chanting. And then suddenly, sun slowly, rising. And then prostitute said, "Oh, Thakurji, look, sun is rising. I cannot be here, And then he said, "Oh, sorry, please, I'm apologize for that because I couldn't finish my chanting on time. So maybe you have to come tomorrow." So, and then she said, "Okay, no problem, I'll come tomorrow." And then he went to Ramchandra and she went to Ramchandra and she said, "Look, this has happened." And then Ramchandra is a bit disappointed, but as he was very happy because he thought Haridas Thakur was angry, maybe he will meet with her tonight. That was his desire. And then next day again, Lakkahira went to Haridas Thakur and then same thing. Haridas Thakur said, "Okay, sit here. Today I'll try to finish early." So again, she is sitting there and she is hearing, Haridas Thakur chanting. And actually by the time she was like, it's like end of the night, she was thinking, "Wow, I met so many persons in my life. Even I don't have to convince them. Even if I looked at them, they just, follow like my slave. They become my slave. But this person, such a strong, even I approached to him, but he didn't disturb my approaching. I'm sitting there, And as you know, because her mind, in her mind, like she want to somehow or other, make Haridas Thakur attracted to her. She said so many ways and she was moving around and doing so many nasty things. But Haridas Thakur just simply chanting. And that day also, night finished. But, his chant is still, he was chanting. And then prostitute, she understood that, after little while sun can rise and all the people will come. And then she again said, "Oh, sorry, probably I have to go because night has finished." And then Haridas Thakur again said, "Sorry, maybe you have to come back tomorrow again. I couldn't finish my round as well. Today as well. So I'm really sorry about that. So you have to come back tomorrow." And next day again, Lakkhira came. Today she really decorated herself very beautifully because she felt, 2 days and she want to be successful tonight. She came there and she asked Haridas Thakur, "Look, this is third time I'm coming, but, every time you say I have to chant, but what happened? You promised me, you'll fulfill my desire." And then Haridas Thakur said, "Look, I promise first to finish my chanting. That's my first promise. I have to keep that promise. If I can't keep that promise, how are you going to trust me? So, I have to be trustworthy, isn't it?" And then she said, "Oh yes, yeah, that's logical." So she said, and when it's 11, 12 o'clock, and she was sitting next to Haridas Thakur, unknowingly, she began to chant, she's become a bit tired, and she's hearing Haridas Thakur's chanting, and she unknowingly starts chanting. That's the power of a pure devotee. That's the power of purity, which is Kashyapa Muni unable to do. He don't have that power. So then she become, she woke up and she's thinking, "Oh, what am I saying? I think I was chanting with Haridas Thakur." Then she began to think, I met hundreds of people in my life. But this person, he even not looked at me. And even though I behave, so many nasty way, but he didn't angry. He didn't say even one word, even though he knew I am a prostitute. And he called me, not like other people, with the respect and everything. He's such a nice person. And then she start thinking positive way about Haridas Thakur. And then again, she's become, you know, sleepy a little bit. And then she starts chanting again. And Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said in this incident, in Chaitanya Charitamrita, said, Vrindavan Das Thakur mentioned that, you know, Hari Namer Hai Eito Shabhav Jai Jape Tar Upajai Krishna Bhav. That's the power of holy name. That's the nature of holy name. If someone chant, he will get the unalloyed devotion for the Lord, you know. If someone is, even though sometimes people chant with unattentive or with not intentionally, but still, Harinam is so powerful, it will give the benefit. That's the fact. So, because even though she was prostitute, and even though she has a, you know, her mind, she has a very nasty desire, but yet she is hearing from a pure devotee, and she's beginning to chant. And immediately she feels the purity of chanting, and she thought, actually, I'm doing something wrong, you know, this I shouldn't do it. I think Ramchandra is the wrong person. He was envious because of Haridas Thakur's popularity. So, I think I am wrong. And then, slowly, she become very humble. That's another reason. We every day sing in Guru Puja that Divya Gyan Hriday Prakashita. Why it will appear within our heart? Why not we can't read and understand? Yeah, of course, we read and understand in a certain point. But by Guru and Krishna's mercy, the knowledge will appear within our heart. That's the fact. Krishna said, Dadami Buddhi Yogam Tam Yenamam Upajanti Te. He will give us intelligence accordingly, as much as we need. You know, as a pure devotee, we don't need like whole Shastra, we don't have to, you know, all the Vedanta Sutra or Upanishad, 108 Upanishad or whatever, or 108 Samhita, we don't have to keep in our head. But the thing is, whatever we need for practice Krishna consciousness, of course we have to know that. But if we are sincere, and Krishna will provide that. So that happened to Lakhira, prostitute. And she began feel sorry. And you know, at the end of the night, she just fell on Haridas Thakur's lotus feet and he said, my dear Lord, I didn't understand you properly. But you know, I was here purpose of this, you know. Ramchandra sent me to, you know, defame you. And please forgive me for my act. I didn't understand you because of that. You know, I did this, all these things. So, I'm really sorry about this. And then Haridas Thakur said, oh, I knew that, you know. I knew, you know, what happened. But don't worry, you know, it's nothing your fault. And when she heard that, she began to cry and she said, you know, what a, you know, wasted life I have lived. So please instruct me, what shall I do now? You know, my life is, I really live sinful life. I used to do this. So tell me, what shall I do now? And then Haridas Thakur instructed, okay, don't worry, you know, because at least he knew that. And you feel sorry for that. So Krishna will forgive it if you not perform it again. So what do you do? Go to home. Because all your wealth, it is, you know, you, what is it called? You earn it by, you know, such bad activities. So you gave those wealth to brahmanas and poor people. And come here, and here is Tulsi Maharani. Every day, you know, do Tulsi Parikrama and chant. And you see, everything will be okay. So, Lakhira, she was so convinced. And she immediately went to home. And she gave everything. Whatever she had, she gave to brahmanas and poor people. And with one very simple cloth, he came there. And he started chanting. And he made, I mean, she started chanting and made a small hut and she started living there. And Ramchandra Kaviraj, he was like shocked. What? You know, I sent her to defame Haridas Thakur. She made famous, more famous Haridas Thakur, you know. Now everybody starts speaking. Oh, look at Haridas Thakur. He's such a powerful devotee. He even changed prostitute. Become a pure devotee. What a power. And then everybody start following more Haridas Thakur. This is actually happen when somebody envious to devotees, you know. Krishna will give more fame. So that envious people will burn more. So, then anyway, as we know, literally everybody start respect so much to Lakkha Hira. And she become a pure devotee of the Lord. She stayed there. So that's the power of purity. That's the power of bhakti. But here, as we can see, Kashyap Muni even wasn't that, you know, bad situation, that bad condition. It was his wife, you know. He could say, shut up, sit there, you know. Anyway, even though it is very difficult. But he couldn't do it because he was actually partially affected by her desire. So that's the fact. That's why Srila Prabhupada here very, you know, nicely compare the incident with the Haridas Thakur. Why? Because this is the conclusion is, even though we can have a lot of knowledge, you know, in fact, all knowledge, and you know, even though if we perform all the austerities, sacrifice, or ritualistic activities, but it cannot save us. Only Krishna consciousness, only pure devotion can save us from all this material contamination. That's the fact, that's the conclusion. So that's what Srila Prabhupada want to mention here. So, if we perform bhakti, automatically all these things will happen, as we see in Haridas Thakur's case. So we don't have to technically do everything separately. So, I would like to stop here. If there is any comments and questions, please.
Yes, sir. First of all, we heard that Maya Devi also approached.
Yeah.
Haridas.
Yes.
After the.
Yeah. That's in different time. Yes.
Different time.
Yeah. Okay. It was in another time.
Second thing is that how to absorb and change practically.
Srila Prabhupada said that while we are chanting, we have to hear it clearly, what I'm saying. And by the power of holy name, actually we will be more attentive. Once like I heard like one devotee said, oh Prabhupada, you know, when I chant, I just see in Vrindavan, Krishna is taking care of a cow. And Prabhupada just said, shut up. You know, from tomorrow onward, hear what you're chanting. Don't think Krishna in Vrindavan. That's what Harishori Prabhu, he told like this story. So, so Srila Prabhupada said, like, what are we chanting? We have to hear and we have to, like, chant it like properly, not like, you know, in a hurry situation or just somehow or other I finish. That's what I heard. So it will make us attentive chanting.
One point I heard that in Brahmur before sunrise.
Yeah, of course. As always.
Any other point?
Oh, you mean the. Okay. There is, you know, lot of things as we do in temple room, like it is said, like in front of Tulsi Maharani inside the temple or in front of the deities with the Vaishnavas, that's the best. That's the best place and time and circumstances. Everything is the best is like with the devotees in front of Tulsi Maharaj in the temple, temple room, or maybe with some exalted devotees. Because it is said that pure devotee, when they stay somewhere, their purity it radiates through the place. What is called radiation? Yes.
Environment.
Yeah, that presence of pure devotee is purify the whole environment. Yeah. So Srila Prabhupada is here, Yes, please. Yes, Prabhuji.
People would say that it's not improper for the wife to approach the husband at any time. People might think that this is
very hard to answer, Prabhuji.
it's just an observation. Kasyapa and
yes. Diti.
Aditi.
No, Diti.
Diti. Okay, so.
Actually, maybe you can give better answer, Prabhuji.
Maybe I can.
My understanding is, this is here like, Srimad Bhagavatam, it is mentioning the life of a Adarsha Grihastha. That means husband and wife. What is called like Adarsh?
Ideal
Grihastha life. So this is the example Srimad Bhagavatam is setting up. So they are instructing to human civilization to finally take an approach to this goal. Maybe it will take time. There is like husband and wife, they both are sense control. Of course, they are they're conscious about how to please God, how to please Lord. That's their mentality. But in this case, like in modern civilization, they're just thinking their own sense gratification. So it can cause problem because it's uncontrolled sex desire. So It will create a lot of miseries and of course a lot of reaction. As I think it's mentioned in once I have heard class from Atma Tattva Prabhu, he said, then because of this, people just want to gratify their sense and not, they don't want to live as a grihastha life, so then unwanted progeny will create it. And that progeny will like disturb in human civilization. And that's how and Krishna had to kill all the Kauravas and some of the Pandavas. So this will be the result. So if we like the, for the modern society, if we will not follow the Srimad Bhagavatam rules and regulation, so as we can see, people will be more coral and they will be envious to others, even they will be envious to themselves. So they will suffer a lot. So Srimad Bhagavatam giving a solution. So if people will follow that, so they will be happy. I mean, they will be, they can live the peaceful life.
Kashyapa, when he was concerned, wasn't so much that she approached him, but she approached him at the wrong time.
Yes, Swamiji. And also, Prabhuji, previous verse mentioned that Diti was like grab Kasyapa Muni, in fact, and it's Maitreya Rishi compared like how a public prostitute grab a person.
Well, that's what I was thinking yesterday. You know, that wouldn't be in a modern context. That wouldn't be considered such a bad thing.
Yes, Prabhuji, maybe.
But the Bhagavatam concept is very, very different.
Yes, really. What do you think?
That's why, you know, the Bhagavatam that says that,
once I had like why Prabhupada select Bhagavatam for us, why not other scriptures? So that's His Holiness Jayadvaita Maharaj was giving class and he said like Srimad Bhagavatam is such a book. It has the example like how people, you know, trapped in Maya. And it has the answer as well, how we can get out from that. So, pretty much is setting the example, what is a standard life, how we should live the life, and it's giving an example how we can be fell into the, you know, sense gratification. So, maybe modern civilization, they are quite far away from the concept of Srimad Bhagavatam, but if the civilization will follow Srimad Bhagavatam, this world will be very peaceful. That's what Srila Prabhupada said, I heard.
Yes. It's quite a gulf. There's a gulf to, you know, overcome or to cross over to get people to that point. Last year, Chaitanya Charan was can't do that and you're performing illicit sex in marriage, that's better than just illicit sex outside of marriage. So even in our devotee community, there's a struggle with dealing with a very, very strict practitioner and devotees who are not following, but they're married. And they're not following, but it's within marriage, so they're okay. But the Bhagavatam tells us, no, actually, the proper standard is to follow strictly. And this is not okay.
Yes, Prabhupada.
No, that's what this story is telling us.
Yes, Prabhupada. If it doesn't matter. I think few months ago, it was Srila Prabhupada mentioned like two type of what is called distractions comes. One comes from the knowledge, and one comes from the ignorance.
Two types of
distraction.
Distraction.
Yeah. So knowledge can be distract people as well. And then Prabhupada said that because it is a distraction, you know, spiritual life, doesn't matter whether it comes from knowledge or it comes from ignorance, they both will affect our devotional life.
But how can knowledge be a distraction?
That shloka Srila Prabhupada was mentioned, like how Patanjali was confused. Even though he was very... Yes, Prabhuji. Because they have speculated so many things, so he was distracted. So, in that context, Srila Prabhupada said, even people think, oh, devotees, they are doing this thing, Krishna will be like, it will be okay. But Srila Prabhupada said, no, if we do wrong things, of course, it is wrong. Yes, Prabhuji.
No.
Yes, Prabhuji.
Well, the Bhagavatam is quite uncompromising.
Yes, Prabhuji.
The thing is that how to apply these principles in a personal way.
Yes,
Ruth. Yeah, because in marriage there has to be friendliness and, some compassion in our dealings with each other.
Yes, Ruth.
And it could be said here that Kashyapa is being kind and compassionate to his wife. Right?
But sometimes his compassion doesn't mean like have to agree. So it can be the other way as well.
Well, the end result of the compassion is that he ended up with two biggest demons. Sons of the two biggest demons in the history.
Right? Yeah. So.
So, yeah, but it's. And if he was. But then it's interesting, that story of Haridas Thakur is a very interesting one, where Haridas Thakur was able to, and this is the kind of point that I'm alluding to, Haridas Thakur was able to maintain and increase the faith of the prostitute so that she became a devotee, and he didn't break his vow.
Yes, please. Yes, Prabhuji.
He was, you're in line, get out of here.
Yes, Prabhuji.
And he dealt with her very personally, in such a way that he made her a devotee. And that is a very, that's very advanced. That's very elevated.
Once, like...
In ISKCON, the women are not that advanced to be able to have to deal with each other. In such a way so that they can, be kind and supportive and at the same time, and not be impersonal, but still maintain their vows.
Yes, Guruji. It is once my Guru Maharaj said, like, he was giving class and he said, once Mahatma Gandhi, because he had a friend who is alcoholic and non-veg. So he wanted to change him and he went there and that friend convinced him. And he ate non-veg and alcohol, he drank alcohol. And then he came back and he made statement, you know, it's very difficult to change people. And he said, Srila Prabhupada, he came to Western country, and it's not one, thousands of alcoholic and, you know, non-veg eaters, they came contact with Srila Prabhupada and they become vegetarian, they become, you know, pure devotee. So that's, he said, that's depend on how much we are pure and how much we are surrendered to the Lord. So probably in this case, like, how much Kashyap Muni was devoted to the Lord. So if he would have been pure devotee, say maybe he would have convinced his wife somehow or other way. But yet he couldn't, because he may be only learned about the Shastra, but not pure devotion.
No,
yes, please. Yes, Guruji.
So he had the principles, but he was unable to follow. We have a dilemma in this kind of thing within our communities of devotees who are devotees of Krishna.
Yes, Guruji.
They know the principles, but they're still unable to follow.
Yes, Guruji, yeah, that's true.
That's humbling for all.
Yes, Prabhuji.
Interesting.
Yes, Prabhuji.
I don't know the context of what it is, and I'm chanting Krishna. Whenever I chant the Dharma, my mind never says, I don't know that. So is this a right approach?
Prabhuji.
I think chanting Hare Krishna is probably going to be more effective. If I had that problem, I'd be back in the head all the time.
Yeah, I did the same thing. But I don't know that.
I think you need to chant Hare Krishna. Save your energy for chanting.
Thank you so much, Ru, for your comments. Grantaraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada ki Nitai Gaur Premanande.